Micah chapter 1. What I really respect about Micah is the way that he identifies with those he's preaching to. And these people were really far off from God. He tells Jerusalem, verse 7 of Micah 1, that she is a prostitute. And then he says, verse 8, "For this I will lament and wail. I will go stripped and naked." Now, to go stripped and naked was the judgment for a prostitute. And he feels himself into the shoes of those whose behaviour to him was so abhorrent. He sees that judgment is going to come upon them, and he appeals to them that, look, this is what condemnation is going to be like. I'm going stripped, ashamed, and naked. Do you not see that this is you? And in a sense, this is what Jesus did, that he never sinned, and yet he died the death of a criminal. He died the death of a sinner. Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. That doesn't mean that he was cursed. It means that it's criminals, cursed people who are hung upon a tree. And Jesus identified with condemned sinners in order to appeal to us. This is, in a sense, what God has done also in trying to identify with us. That is why he had his Son. That is why he structured his whole purpose in Jesus having human nature and dying, tasting death for every man, as Hebrews says. That's why he structured his purpose in the way that he did. Now, we are to reflect that in our identity with those to whom we preach. Now, this is so different to simply dumbly standing on a street corner, handing out flyers, thinking, well, I've got 100, I'm going to get shot of these, and yeah, get shot of another 100. You don't get shot of them. You are trying to identify with people. And you can do this in conversation, feeling yourself into their shoes. And it is this which helps convert people. It is this which brings people to Jesus. When they see that someone who represents his body, the body of Christ, that's you, is identifying with them. He goes on in verse 8, "I will howl like the jackals and moan like the daughters of owls." Well, the Hebrew specifically refers to female jackals and female owls. And they howl like that when their very own young are taken from them. And this is how Micah felt, that his young had been taken from him. Their condemnation of Judah and Israel was a very personal loss to Micah. Their diminishing was his diminishing. And in all this, he reflects the feelings of God, because that's what the prophets did. They reflected God's feelings to people. So we therefore are to feel a burden for the lost, to see that all these people are just simply going to an eternal grave. So you fly over to a big city and you see the lights there and you see how many hundreds of thousands of people are there crawling around in their little lives. Stand on a busy street corner, people rushing past you. You see cars flying past you on a highway. Just see the mass of humanity. You see a photograph maybe of masses of people. And they're all going to an eternal grave. Now, it is by feeling like that, preaching as a dying man to the dying, that we will be able to help people and to make connections with people, because conversion of others is about connecting with them. And this is the duty of every one of us. This is not something to palm off to those who are into evangelism or whatever. We are all part of this outreach of the Lord Jesus. We are his body. He has no other hands or legs or feet or face in this world apart from you and me. And so it reaches, verse 9, "to the gate of my people, even to Jerusalem." Now, who's speaking? Is this God or is this Micah when he speaks of my people? But I think that in the context, this is clearly Micah, and yet it is also God. So he is reflecting the heart of God, the saving heart of God, to other people, because God is essentially a saviour God, Yahushua, the Yahweh who saves. This is the meaning of the Hebrew word translated in Greek as Jesus. Yah saves. Verse 10. At Beth Ophrah I have rolled myself in the dust. This is what he literally did. Beth Ophrah means the house of dust. And it was, I guess, an idol shrine. And he knew it was going to be reduced to dust. And he rolls himself in the dust to show his absolute identity with those who are facing this judgment. He didn't shrug and not care and say, well, you know, it's your problem. I told you, it's your fault. This is that irritating Anglo-Saxon Protestant white attitude, which is so wrong that, well, it's their fault, city people. We told them and they didn't want to listen. Well, it's all on their heads. It's their fault. We told them. Told them you shouldn't do that, and you did it. How foolish you are and how right I am to have told you. You know, that this is not at all the attitude of Micah at all. Now, the testimony of Jesus, we're told, is the spirit of prophecy. And I understand that to mean that the testimony that he made was in the spirit of the prophets, in the same spirit. And that is to be the spirit of our testimony to others. So can we identify with Micah? As he goes, stripped and naked, rolling in the dust, lamenting and wailing. Yeah, do you have a heart for people? Do you have a heart for the fact that people are just rejecting the hope of eternal life? Do you have a sense of the tragedy of the eternal future that so many of them are going to miss? If we do, then we will seek to engage with them. And it is through that identity with the lost that we can help them to that life eternal and to that changed outcome, which really is possible if people respond to the gospel.